Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. This week on Harmonia, Memento Mori, as we build up to Halloween and All Saints' Day with a sampling of the abundance of Baroque music written to honor the departed. Partial support for this edition of Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music, with subscriptions available on the web at goldbergweb.com.
Thank you.
And yet, O Queen, you do not die. And so begins the final chorus from Johann Sebastian Bach's Trauerode, written in 1727 for Christiane Eberhardine, wife of August the Strong. The ode is a fine example of music composed specifically for the departed, meant to honor the deceased and to help set the tone. Part job requirement and part personal obligation, the composing of funeral music was a relatively common activity, especially for the composer employed by the church. Death was, of course, inevitable. The funeral of Queen Mary in England in 1695 was initially supposed to be a private affair. She was just 33 years old and a much beloved queen when she passed away. The state funeral that ultimately took place began with an elaborate processional from Whitehall Palace to Westminster Abbey down the street. The music was composed predominantly by Henry Purcell and Thomas Morley, with contributions from James Paisible and Thomas Tollett. There were marches for the processional and choral music for the service. Apart from the usual orchestral forces, they used drummers, an oboe band, and a quartet of slide trumpets.
Thank you.
The Queen's Farewell by James Paisible, plus a march by Henry Purcell, and the anthem I Know That My Redeemer Liveth by Thomas Morley, all performed by the 16 Choir and Orchestra, directed by Harry Christophers. This week on Harmonia, we're listening to Baroque music composed in honor of the dead. On July 30, 1683, the wife of Louis XIV passed away at Versailles. The Infanta Maria Theresa had been married to him for over 23 years, and, as befits a queen, there were memorial services. We know that Marc-Antoine Charpentier composed three works in her honor, yet their function and purpose remain a mystery. The most significant of the three, De Profundis, calls for one of Charpentier's most sizable and varied orchestrations that includes soloists, double orchestra, and choir. Here are four movements from De Profundis: Prelude, De Profundis, Et Ipse Redimit Israel, and Requiem Aeternam. They are performed by Soli Ghent Madrigal Choir, Cantabile Ghent, and Musica Polifonica.
Thank you.
Music of Marc-Antoine Charpentier from his De Profundis, written on the death of Queen Maria Theresa, wife of Louis XIV of France. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. On Harmonia this week, musical memorials from the Baroque era. Georg Philipp Telemann was a prolific composer of church music. From his body of work, we find nearly 24 memorial cantatas. Unlike their dedicatees, most of the cantatas still survive, including one entitled Du Aber Daniel Gehe Hin. The work itself exhibits Telemann at his best, mixing old-fashioned and progressive characteristics. A recorder, an oboe, a pair of violas da gamba, strings, and basso continuo helped Telemann to paint a serene picture of rest for the deceased.
Gefühle zumal da auf der ganzen Welt nichts ist, dass ein rechtschaffener Christ für seine Ruhe Glück hält. Mit Freuden greift sie zu, wenn ihr der Tod die kalten Hände beugt. Sie weiß, ihr bringt ihn Müdigkeit zur Ruhe. Drum ist sie schon bereit, der Welt aus diesem Leben den Abschied ganz vergnügt zu geben.
Aufenthalt der Blasen.
Music from Telemann's cantata Du aber Daniel Geahin. It was performed by the German ensemble Cantus Köln, directed by Konrad Junghänel. Johann Heinrich Schmelzer's composition Lamento sopra la morte Ferdinande III honored a monarch who was an avid music patron. As Holy Roman Emperor, Ferdinand III had a particular affinity for Italian musicians. He was taught music by Giovanni Valentini and employed both Antonio Bertali and Giovanni Felice Sanchez at his court. Schmelzer's Lamento is a fitting tribute. 20 years later, Schmelzer himself died of the plague.
Thank you.
That was the Lamento sopra la morte Ferdinande Atre by Johann Heinrich Schmelzer, composed in 1659, performed there by London Baroque and directed by Charles Medlem. Our new release of the week features lutenist Nigel North performing the music of Nicolas Vallet from the collection entitled Les Secrets des Muses. A lutenist and composer, Vallet was born in France and yet spent a good part of his life in the Netherlands. He published 4 books of solo lute music. Here are 3 movements, Carillon de Village, Ondes de Lindegren, and Bourrée d'Avignon. Music of Nicolas Vallette, played by lutenist Nigel North from a recent CD on the Atma label called Le Secret des Muses. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. Our website includes lots of information about the program and the Harmonia program archive in case you missed any of our programs. That website is harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Support for Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music. Information on the web at goldbergweb.com. Additional technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blacklin McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.